Shalom v'racha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Mishnah Berurah, Simin Tes Vav, Siv Gimel, Shin number 46, discussing removing tzitzis from one beged and putting them on another beged, or if a person's talus rips, and then taking a section of that talus and reattaching it to another talus. Part of the issue, the main issue that we'll be focusing on here, is as to whether or not there's a concern of taseh v'loy min ha'asoy. What is taseh v'loy min ha'asoy? Taseh v'loy min ha'asoy means that you have to make the tzitzis on your garment. As opposed to if you have tzitzis already there, let's say three corners of a tzitzis on a round garment or three corners, you put tzitzis on a three-corner garment, and then you make a fourth corner on that three-corner garment, which is not a four-corner garment. So what happens is that you already had tzitzis on that three-corner garment. You didn't put the tzitzis on that garment. That's the problem with taseh v'loy min ha'asoy. Mechaber tells us here in Sif Gimel. Talis mitzuyetes kehilchosa shechalkua l'shtayim. A talis that was properly strung with the tzitzis, mitzuyetes kehilchosa shechalkua l'shtayim. And you divide it in half. You cut the talis in half. Now this is a very important point, and each chelik of the half of the talis has enough material to do what? To wrap yourself in that talis. It's considered to be enough material to wrap yourself in that talis, and we say that it covers the head and the majority of the person's body. Okay. V'chol chelik yish by shir lisatif, like we just explained. V'nisher l'chol achas mehem tzitzis achas oishtayim, ein boi mishum tassel min ha'asoy. When you reattach that beged that was split in half, there's no concern of tassel v'loy min ha'asoy. There's no concern of reattaching tzitzis that already had tzitzis on it, because in itself, that chelik, that section, already had enough material to wrap yourself with that garment, with that this atif boy. Let's explain here in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Sif Katin Ches, in the bottom of the page, around five lines up. Of a chol chelik, in each section of this garment, of this beged, after you split it, it has enough material to wrap yourself with it. And he explains over here, in Sif Katin Ches, avalim ein b'chol chelik kedei l'satif, but if you do not have in each section kedei l'satif, as he says, you find this scenario where you have a small sized talis that was divided into two, that section, that half of the talis, does not have enough material to wrap yourself and your body with it. So you don't have a mitzvah tzitzis anymore. Now, therefore, what? So what's going to be the issue? And if you want to then afterwards go back and connect it to the rest of the material, what are you going to have to do now? You're going to have to untie the tzitzis and then restring it. So you first have to untie the tzitzis and then restring it. And if one section has a shir ituf, so one of the sides is larger than the next, and one side has a chelik ituf, and the other side does not. So he says, so what do you do now in such a case? You only have to untie the tzitzis from the section that does not have the sheer ituf. And after you sew the two pieces together, you will have to restring once again the tzitzis on the side that did not have a sheer ituf. Sivkot and tes, ein boi mishum tasa v'loim in the osoy. So if each side had a sheer ituf, there's no concern of tasa on the osoy. That tzitzis nishanishiru ein shem psul alayem. Because the tzitzis shenish aru, the tzitzis that remained, that were attached, there's no psul on them. They're not invalid. Why should they be invalid? Because they are attached to a garment that has technically the shear, the proper size of wrapping yourself and doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, a talis with it. Even though you don't have two tzitzis on. But it itself, the only reason why I have two tzitzis is because right now it's detached. Right. But that size is worthy of putting of wrapping yourself with that talis, that part.
And you could put
two others as well. You make a hole, you put two others, right? Came in the yesh ben kedeshi itu. Akein, therefore, im yirtze, if you want, yochel tzareif, turning the page, lo oisei hachetz chetzi, hachaticha, chaticha bebeged acher, laso yistitzes chadoshim, al knofes hachadoshim. And therefore, if you want, you can reattach, and then make your tzitzis, the new tzitzis, on the corners, hachnofes hachadoshim, on the new corners, like we just spoke about. V'koshkin sheyochel azes min hachetzi tal sholem. Like you said, you can make a whole talis shalim out of it, complete talis. Da'ayin l'shiyase be'sitziyas al-knofes mechadoshim. You make two tzitzis, you can either reattach the old garment, or you can make two new corners on the other half. If you want to reattach the two half pieces to each other, yeshav nitzarech mitchil lahater atzitzis min chelik. Some want to say that first you have to untie one section of it and then sew it together. And after sewn together, you should then restring the tzitzis. Also, because if you don't untie it, this first opinion says it is a problem with tase. However, as he brings here at the end of this halacha, many, majority of Achroinim say it's not a problem with Tasman Osai, meaning when I combine the two pieces together, majority say it's not a problem with Tasa Lemon Osai. But we know we always want to take into account the opinion of the other Mefarshim, the other Paiskim. That's why the Mishnah does conclude that Lichatchila, ideally, if it's possible, you should untie them and then restring them. Okay, that was Sif Dalet. That's Sif Gimel, rather. Okay, now we go to Sif Dalet, back in the previous page. Turn back to the last two words of the page. Mechaber says, Nikra HaTalos. Nikra HaTalos, the talus rips. Nikra HaTalos. The talus rips, Toich Shloish Etzbois Samuch L'Svas HaKonof. The talus rips, Toich shosh his boys within three finger breaths of the edge of the corner. Okay? Here's a picture where the bottom of the talus rips, and this is less than three finger breaths. So for those listening on the audio, what we're showing here is that the talis going across the width of the talis, it rips below the circle, the hole where you put the tzitzis through. And that's less than three finger breaths. Now, before we go further, for all the experts here on Mishnayis Negayim, because we learn Negayim, right, Baruch Hashem, what is the shear, the size of a beged? How big does a beged have to be? Exactly. 3 by 3 finger breaths. A beged in halacha, and by the way, that's what we discussed this exact point in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. We mentioned it by Negayim, and it was Parsha. It was the Parsha of Negayim that Shabbos, right? So, in order to define a beged, an article of clothing, an article of material, it has to have a shear, has to have a size. That size is 3 by 3. Like 3 by 3 finger breaths, not tvachim, finger breaths. Okay? Less than that does not have a shem beged. Now, that's very important to keep in mind as we go through this halacha here. So it ripped, toich shloish etzbois samach l'svas akonof. Einoi reshoi l'tofroi. You're not permitted the tofroi, you're not permitted to sew it together. You can't add it. Now, why not? Why not? O perish Rashi, dechayishinon sheishtayer michut hatfiro v'inichenu v'yoysif olo av shiva chutin l'shem tzitzis. Very interesting reason. Let's say it outside and we'll look at a picture afterwards. We're concerned that if you have a thread, after you stitch up the material, we're concerned that you might use that woolen thread as one of your tzitzis. You hear what's going on? You have a stitch, you have a rip. So you took out some thread, woolen thread, and you start sewing it together, and you connected the rip. Now you have the leftover piece.
And you're going to add seven others.
And you add seven others. And you're going to mix them, make a mistake, realize that, wait a minute, that's not one of my strings. But that's not a string. Okay, so take a look at this picture over here, which we don't see, but it's in the other, the parish, Per Halacha, from David Hirschlito. Here is that picture.
One twenty-one.
That's probably what we want. Thank you. Yes, exactly what you want. So, here you have, you stitched up the corner. You stitched up the part that was ripped off, and then you have this leftover piece over here. Okay, and then what happened was you accidentally combine it, like in this picture over here, you combine it with seven other strings. Okay. So that's one shot. Fine. Now, what are you thinking according to that? Well, if it's not a woolen string, it shouldn't be a problem, right? Shouldn't be a concern. So let's keep that in mind.
You're not likely to use it.
Because you're not likely to combine it with the other seven. Correct. Yeah, good, Sam?
The strings you sew with are not the same as, they're not this twisted strings of tzitzis. I
mean, well, if it's, you're saying that the strings that you, the thread that you use to stitch up the rib is not necessarily the same material. Well,
I mean, it could be.
Right, so we're going to see now that if it's not, it's not a concern.
Right.
But if it is, then that's when the concern lies.
Okay.
Well, the time is that, according to this reasoning, back in the Mechaber on the top of the page, afilu nikro kol shehu, even if the smallest section rips, lo yispar, don't sew back together for the same concern. Fine. Furthermore, three lines down from the top, ulefize talus shel tsemer, shenikras toich shloisho, mut lispar ha'idna. The ein derech lispar bechutei tsemer. This is exactly what you just said, which is that a woolen talus that rips within three finger breadths from the edge, nowadays you are permitted to sew it up together.
Because you don't sew with wool.
Because you do not sew with wool. And that's exactly what Sam was saying. Right?
Not exactly.
Okay, that's not exactly what Sam was saying.
He was saying it would be a different material. It's not going to be the same thing.
I'm talking about the material. I was talking about the thread itself.
The thread will not be the same.
This twisted thread.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly his point here. Because in the days when you were using the same wool thread, that's where the concern exists. But if you're not using a wool thread to sew up...
Okay. I'm just saying, the threads we use for tzitzis wouldn't even fit through the eye of a needle.
Yeah, okay.
So you wouldn't
it would look
that
the
thread.
Same.
It wouldn't fit through the eye of a needle.
Yeah, so you wouldn't come to make that mistake.
Wouldn't shape the same.
You know what? I hear you. Okay. I hear. Apparently there was a possibility of...
You could do upholstery with a big...
You know, if it's a very thin tzitzis string...
Yeah.
Wool, you know,
or a big needle.
Or a bigger needle, bigger needle. There we go, yeah. So he says, the ein derech lispar bechutei tzemer, because that's not the way for us to sew with wool.
Right.
Chutei tzemer. Fine. Right. Now, before we go to the next pshat of Amram, because there's a whole different mahalach now, and there's another understanding in Rav Amram, Okay, let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura here, Siv Katan Yud. So we said you have a beged, and they ripped Toich Shloish Etzbois, within 3 finger breadths from the edge of the end of the garment, of the talus. But if it's above 3 finger breadths, then everyone will agree you are permitted to sew it. Why? Because according to Rashi, above 3 finger breadths, you don't put tzitzis there. So if the whole concern is I might make a mistake and think it's my tzitzis, there's no concern now because that's not where your tzitzis are. We're not going to be concerned. You can take it with tzitzis. And we're going to see Rav Amram has a whole different reason why he's a concern. And because of the first thing we started discussing, less than 3 finger breadths is not considered to be a beged. If it's not considered to be a beged, it's not considered to be there. It's not there. Similar to the fact of the opposite approach, let me explain, when it comes to lavud. Lavud means that when 3 tefachim from the ground, it's like it's sealed, right? You have a sukkah with less than 3 tefachim, it's like it's sealed. Now, can you put your foot right through it? Could you put your hand right through it? Physically, you can. Halachically, if there's a wall, it's sealed. Here we're saying, if it's less than 3 finger breadths, rather, it's bois, then what we're saying is, it's like it's not a beged, it's like it's not there. That's what Amram's going to be. Okay, we'll get to that shortly. Okay, so that's what he's saying here. It's going to be a problem, yeah. The tzitzis is going to be, invalid, yeah, according to that understanding. Va'afilu imakonaf hahu, back in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Yinyud, va'afilu imakonaf unikru legame, min abeged imet tzitziyosef, and even if that section ripped totally off, with a garment and a tzitzis, you can still connect the konof, and the tzitzis will be kosher. Okay, that's the first understanding. So the Taz disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch over here, and he says, no, you should untie the tzitzis, and then restring it mechadosh. This is the Taz, like we said earlier as well, of the concern of Taselim Naosai. And he says that we should be machmir like the Taz to restring it, to take it out and restring it.
Take it out before you sew it.
Take it out before you sew it in, yes. I mean, worst comes to worst, if you sewed it in when there was, and then you take it out anyway afterwards.
Yeah, it makes more sense to take it out.
Definitely. Makes more sense to take it out first, right? Okay. 100%. So then we said in Sif Konyer Aleph that it's not the derech lispar bechutit semer. It's not the norm to sew with wool thread. Elo b'shar minim, but rather with other minim, with other material. V'kol yoidim, I think is what the Noach was referring to, she'shar minim ein poitrin b'tzemer. And everyone knows that other minim will not permit kosher tzitzis with wool. Because that's back to Simon Tess, that other minim don't permit kosher tzitzis. It has to be wool that permits. Imkain, lo yovul et sarif oyseyachot. You're not going to take that hanging thread, the leftover thread. There's a word for it, that hanging thread. I don't know. The remnant of it. And you're not going to combine that with your tzitzis strings. Who I didn't so to the age lohokil gam shaminin. So too with other cotton threads material, we also can be lenient.
Didn't we learn that you can make tzitzis from other materials?
Yes.
Not on woolen.
Yeah, that was machlokes and Simon Tess.
Woolen is universal.
I mean, wool is universal, linen is universal, right. Not together. That's the mechaber and Simon Tess if Aleph.
Right.
But the mechaber will say other materials are not good. The Ramah will say other materials are good. Yes. In other words, Mechavos says it's not even good. Not good midiraisa. The question is midirabanan. Says the Mishnah Brura further. Back in Tapna. Now we have to go back to before we see Sifkat Yud Beis. We have to go to Rav Amram. So the Mechavos says Rav Amram perish. The taima. The reason as to why within 3. It's boys, 3 finger breadths. is not you're not able to fix the tzitzis. Mishum de nikra tachshloish les beit teres beged o keman de lesse dami. Because within three etzbois, it's as if there's no garment. If you don't have a garment, you're not attaching anything. If you're not attaching anything, you don't have kosher tzitzis. That's the bottom line. Va'af agav de tofra. Even though you sewed it together, kimad de pasik choshev. It's as if it's separated. Be'ovid be tzitzis like pachet letalis. And that's what you said earlier. If you make tzitzis on it, it did not exempt the talis, and because it's as if the strings are not there. So you have a four-corner garment without any tzitzis on it. With two sections, don't have tzitzis. Now, once again, it's very important to view this through the lenses of halacha, not the physical reality, but the halachic reality. Let's take a look now at Sif Katan Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Mishum de Nikra. So the Rav Amram says that the reason why, if it's less than three, it's boys, you cannot sew back, because mishum de nikra toshlosha does not have a status of a kli, of a beged. Who had din sotu milchatchilo be'esh asiyas a beged? If at the time when you're making the beged, tofar chatichas beged pachas mi sholosh as lisfas ha beged, heim ba'ayrach heim ba'reichav, so too when you make the garment, and you attach a garment, a piece of material, less than three etzbois, less than three finger breadths, to the edge of the garment, whether it's by the width, whether it's by the length, v'hitil ba tzitzis bechatich azu, and you attach tzitzis on that piece, psula lididei, according to Rav Amram, it's possible. David command the pasuk, it says if you separated it, it's not there, asha tofer lebeg, even though you sewed it to the garment. V'miyatel tzitzis lemaylu mi'oysa chatich atfura, yet tzitzis rechayikim mikzei habeged yoysa migil etzboi, it's possible. Now, so you'll say, okay, I have a solution. What's your solution? I'm going to make the tzitzis more above, higher than three etzbois. Well, that's another problem. Why is that a problem? Because that's not called the corner. We had learned that the corner that sits at the hang from the corner of the beged, that's not called the corner of the beged if it's above three etzbois. Apostle. Akein yira oz lispor tachas akonav chatichas beged shel sholosh shel sholosh. Therefore, what do we do? That's why, if you look at your talis, you have this corner section of 3x3. That's one of the reasons, not just for reinforcement, which we have discussed in the past as well, but that's why we have this piece over here in the picture. Am I looking at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's why we have this piece over here to have a 3x, it's considered to be a beged. I want to just hopefully clarify this point a little better. We're saying that this material that's less than 3x3 is considered to be not here. Where else do we find a similar concept? You have it. Very good. Excellent. So, Avraham Gedalia said by Sukkah, in the third parak of Sukkah, the Mishnah tells us that a lulav from an asherah, a tree that was worshipped, has to be destroyed. So even though physically it's in your hand, but since halachically it's viewed as that it's destroyed, it doesn't have the right shear. The shear of the lulav does not exist. The shear of the lulav has to be three tvachim, and then the fourth, the holder, right? Or the shear of the hadas has to be three tvachim, right? But if it's designated to be burned because it was worshipped, it's command the lesser. It's like it's not here. So it's a similar concept also by us. Even though physically you take out a tape measure, what do you tell me nothing's here? It's here, I see it, I'm holding it. No, but halachically it's not here. Okay.
In the case of lulav, right, it can have the right dimensions, right?
But it's designated to be burned.
But it's not there for other reasons, not because of size. Here we're talking about it.
Well, I'm just giving an example. I hope it's a good example. I want to compare the two to, at the end of the day, even though it's right now, physically there's something in your hand, it's viewed that it does not exist. Halacha says it's not there. That's the similarity between both cases.
Well, there are many instances of things like that where something, you pass sentence on somebody. It's like they've already been executed.
Right? Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, the other examples also. Yeah. Okay, good. Let's see further here. Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Im Ovad. So the Mechaber said, if you did make the tzitzis on that piece that was less than three etzbois, it's as if it doesn't exist. Afilu also tzitzis chadoshim bechatichas akono of haru. If you made new tzitzis on that section, that corner. After you sewed it back to the talus, afilu hachi loipot lehatalus, you did not exempt the talus from the need to have strings on it. The tfiru loichoshev chibur bezeke okeman deposit adayin choshev imitchila nikra b'hakon of legarmen mein haybeget. So he says it's still viewed like this garment does not have tzitzis on it. If imitchila nikra hakonof, if the corner ripped off totally from the beget, and that's why the solution is to put that corner piece, a 3x3 tefachim on it, then like that reinforcement on it. Then put the tzitzis through that.
It doesn't really need tzitzis.
The Mechaber says on the top of the page, four lines before the end of the page, Uleperush zeh. According to this understanding of Rav Amram, im nikra v'nishtayer kol shehu kosher. If it ripped, and a small amount was remaining, it's kosher. Let's see what that means. Ratzolaymar and sif katan yadal on Mishnah Brura. Afilu at tzitzis shayu boi beis shenikra. He had the tzitzis that were there when it ripped. It's still kosher. The mitzvah hayishanim. No, the old ones are possible. V'tzarech la'atilam mechadosh. Achar atvira. You're gonna have to take them out. We've seen this svar in the past. You're gonna have to take them out and restring it after you stitch it together, after you sew it up together. That's one way of learning Rav Amram. There's another way of learning Rav Amram. And so the Mechaber contains V'yesh ayim de l'Rav Amram lo'inivzol elod tzitziyos shoyu boi be'es shetofrei. There are those that say that Rav Amram will tell you that lo'inivzol elod tzitziyos only tzitz will be possible shoyu boi be'es shetofrei at the time when you sewed it together. Avlim acha shetofrei hitl by tzitziyos. But if after shetofrei hitl by tzitziyos you put in the tzitzis, is kosher. Yirei Shemayim Yetzei as kulam heichad de'efshe. And the God-fearing Jew should try to fulfill both opinions when it's possible. What does this mean? Sif kosin, sif kosin tezvav to the end of the sif. Sviru luhu de tfiru choshev chibur. This opinion, this understanding of Rav Amram holds that sewing the garment together is considered to be attaching it. And the only time there's a problem is the tzitzis that were connected at the time when you sewed it together. In other words, you sewed that piece that was ripped off with its tzitzis. That's when this problem is. But what can you do? You can untie it and reattach it, and you're fine. V'ayim b'taz the chelak al shulchan aruch, the taz disagrees with shulchan aruch. The kasa the kula alma might never agrees. The imlachish atafra hitul by tzitzis the kasha. That if after you sort it together, then you put in the tzitzis, it's kasher, and so too agrees with the taz the bach, his father-in-law, the shuknes agdoila and the gra, as well as the arches of chaim. However, mikomokim lots of today they are rishayna. In order to fulfill the first opinion, also you should, like we mentioned, take a corner piece of a size of 3x3 etzbois, attach that to your garment, and then you'll be fine. Siv katan tes zayin. The Mechaber conclude by saying, try to fulfill all opinions. Zaytzi es kulam alkei noegin lispor bechol konof miatalas chaticha shel beged shleimo mishol sholish. That's why we had the custom, like we just said, to sew on a beged of 3x3 tefachim, it's boys. Mishum de bekama begodim matzah shafilohim chadash miyesh behem tefira toich gimel. I'm not sure what he means by this, but maybe those days is more common that you have many begodim. He says that there was a stitch below within three etzbayis of the beged, v'yesh psul l'das of Amram l'fi de Rishayna, according to the first understanding of Rav Amram, if you have a separate stitching at the end of less than three tefachim, it's like it's not there. Therefore, connect the 3x3 etzbayis at the corner, and then you'll be okay with that first opinion. Heichad de'esh, in the case where it's possible, we'll conclude here with Sif Kotin Yud Zayin. Heichad de'lo yesh, and actin the svaras of Amram Iker, ve'gan the tefiru chash of chibor. When it's not possible, we'll say that the svar of Rav Amram is the main shot, which is that tefiru, sewing, stitching it together, is considered to be a chibor, is considered to be a connection to the garment, and you have a kosher pair of tzitzis.
But originally we mentioned that it would